Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. What a wonderful conversation we have for you today. I don't know if you heard about this, but Elmo has been fired. Thanks a lot, Trump. Elmo has been fired. You got to blame Trump? Really? Lord help us. You know, you got to tug at the heartstring. Mommy, mommy, we don't have Elmo anymore because of Trump. If a mom believes that, then they're full of it, and I'll get into that. Also, James Comey proved that he is all left when he was testifying before the House Intelligence Committee regarding the Russia interference in the U.S. elections. I want to get into that. My thoughts on what he said there. Britain has actually started and will trigger the Article 50 signing, which signals the departing of Britain from the European Union on March 29th. A spokesman for the Prime Minister, Theresa May, announced. When are we going to do that with the UN? There's prayer rooms in Texas. And I want to get into that because there's a whole double standard. Like, well, you know, since it's kind of like anyone can use prayer room, is it like, I'm going to get into that because there's a lot to go along with that and my thoughts with that. And the San Bernardino, it's been over a year since those terror attacks, and some of those people are still having issues getting proper care. I'm going to get into what they're dealing with and going through that. Also, I'm going to talk about Tim Allen and things he said, which I stand behind 1,000,000%. And there's two record stores in Chicago that have had to close because they're supporters of Trump and they've been threatened. And that shouldn't happen. And lots of English Premier League news to get around and stuff. So I want to thank you and welcome to the program that I hope you feel a part of. Apostles 4:12. There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be. Think about that as you're kind of going through your day to day. And welcome to the conversation. Y'all should be outraged. Look at what NPR and PBS and what their executives make. And when I think it was PBS, their last filings that they have, if you look, like 3% of their budget comes from the government, and they get still like $500 million, but it's like 3% of their budget, and there's budget cuts. Their CEOs are making $850,000 in PBS, I think it was in 2005, like $850,000, and you're going to tell me that you're outraged that Trump's going to take funding from them? If you're making $850,000 as a salary as a CEO, and you're going to bitch because the government's going to take away money, where do you need funding from the government if you're getting that kind of salary as a CEO? I don't understand that. Someone explain that to me. Like I say all the time, you know, the Partridge Family bus left and I didn't get on because I don't understand. I make $850,000, but you know, almost got to be fired because God forbid we're not getting the funding from the government because of Trump. I mean, these National Public Radio people are making mucho bucks. Oh, but we're hurting because we're going to get funding cut. I don't understand this. I don't get it. Well, I do get it. So it's just one of those things that I don't understand. I mean, but then when you have executive, then when you have like Judge Napolitano being fired from Fox News because he was going to expose that the British Secret Service was being used by the Obama administration to spy on Trump. You know, there's a right news organization on the right, and look what happened. Trump's only ally is us, the American people that stand by him. Fox News is even going after him. And anyone that can prove that a lot of the stuff that the left is saying is wrong, bye-bye. Sayonara, Sodom. See ya. So, hey. That's just how it goes. You know, I mean, Trump's our only ally is Trump, and Trump's only ally is us, and vice versa. You know, he didn't have the support of anybody. You know, like, he wasn't even inaugurated. He just won the election, and they were talking impeachment. They were talking impeachment. FBI Director James Comey testified before the House Intelligence Committee regarding alleged Russian interference in the U.S. elections and how there's no evidence that Trump's phones were tapped and all this, and there's evidence, you know, they believe they have evidence that Trump is in coercion with Russia and all this. Well, Putin's come out and said they were talking to the Clinton campaign as well. So I guess it's okay for them to talk to the Clinton campaign, but Trump did it, and Lord forbid, you know. But I look at it like this, and I'm just going to call it like I see it. Show me evidence out there that proves that Russia hacked our voting machines. They hacked our voting machines. And when they hacked our voting machines, they switched Hillary Clinton votes to Trump votes. I don't think so. I don't think you're ever going to prove that. And unless you prove that, then how did Russia interfere, or how did they collude to help win the election? I don't know anyone that said, you know what, Trump is talking to Russia, so yeah, I think I'm going to vote for Trump. That the black lady that was the Democrat, like the head of the Democratic National Committee, who admitted that she took, tell her skin don't matter, she could have been Native American, she could have been white, doesn't matter, that she, oh, we were given the Clinton campaign debate questions ahead of time. They were given Hillary Clinton's campaign the debate questions ahead of time so that they knew what they were and they could come up with good answers and all this stuff. Wow. Well, everybody in the media denied it. She didn't do it. Well, now she's admitted it. What else is going to come out? What other things did they 100% deny that now all of a sudden they're going to like stand behind and praise God? You know, look at all this. Yeah, we did this. We did that. We did this. I just can't wait to see all these things that we complained about. That, hey, this happened, that you come to find out later that what Obama did, that we said, no, Obama didn't do this, Obama didn't do that. I know somebody who's from Kenya. And guess what she has told me? We're proud of Barack Obama. We're proud of Barack Obama. He proves to us that you can be born in Kenya and do anything. Anything's possible. Anything's possible. If you're born in Kenya, and that's what they have that, they instill that in people. Look at what you can do. You can come from a third world like Kenya and look at what you can accomplish. Wait a minute. I just ask her, like, you know, like, well, How does it feel having like the president of the free world born in your country? And she's like, oh, we praise the fact that it gives us hope that anyone can accomplish anything. She's not like, well, wait a minute. No, he was actually born in Hawaii. Hello. He's like, no, he's from Kenya. But who cares? He's already out of the office. But you can't be president unless you are born in America. But who cares? I guarantee you there's going to be a ton of things that you find out later that he did that they all denied. It's ridiculous, folks. This whole double standard. Just James Comey himself just proves where he stands. All these questions. I love when Ted Cruz was sitting there and he goes ballistic. He goes, you know, the left was attacking the little sisters of the poor for following a religion that they hold deeply, these nuns. They hold deeply to these religious beliefs, and they're being attacked. Now, they're saying that Judge Gorsuch, he's going to attack the little people. Now they're standing behind, organizing, and the needs to stand behind these people. And we need to stand behind the little guy, because Judge Gorsuch is not going to. The same bleeping people that were attacking the little sisters of the nuns, the little sisters of the poor, these nuns, they were attacking them. Now they're like, well, we need to protect people like that from people like Judge Gorsuch. That's the problem. You know, they're the type of person that would say, okay, I've got a lighter and I got a firecracker, and if I can light the firecracker, but it won't explode. Well, yeah, it will. No, it won't. Yeah, well, and then 6 years later, they'll come back and the same people like, well, actually, if you light the firecracker, it's going to explode. It's dangerous. They'll contradict themselves. One minute the liberals don't have a leg to stand on. One moment they support this, one moment they support that. I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, Judge Napolitano is getting ready to... Here's proof that Obama's administration was using British Secret Service intelligence to spy on Trump, and they X'd him. He is no longer, when they had the Gorsuch hearings, he wasn't even anywhere to be found since Thursday. He has not been on Box. He's done. Why? I guess they're not fair and balanced. I guess they don't want to hear the truth. That's why people are going to the Drudge Report. People are going to The Blaze. People are going to InfoWars. Because they're calling it like they see it, whether you agree with them 100% or not. Whether I agree with Glenn Beck 100% or not, I'll see what he's talking about. What is he saying? Because I know he's not going to pull punches. If Trump is in bed with Russia and he's got the evidence, he'll show it. If it's not, he'll show it. Whether you agree with him or not, I'm not going to agree with Alex Jones 100% of the time, but a lot of his stuff, yes, I do. You know, if gays weren't a huge issue right now, the liberals won't be backing them. They need votes. Plain and simple. If it was about cutting the budget and all this, the liberal media, if that was Bill Clinton cutting funding to PBS and NPR, liberals would be all supporting it. But since it's Trump doing it, how dare he? But like I said earlier, until you show me that Russia actually hacked into the computers, changed Hillary votes to Trump votes, shut up on this Russia crap. I'm tired of it. The only collusion we found was in one part of Detroit where Hillary had more votes than there were more votes cast than registered voters, and Hillary Clinton won that county. Well, we need to impeach Trump. We need to impeach Trump because he was in collusion with Russia. Putin has actually said, well, Hillary Clinton's campaign also talked with Russia. Whoop-de-doo. There's proof that Trump's campaign talked with Russia. So the heck what? Russian ambassadors and stuff visited the White House 22 times, this one guy from Russia, this one high-ranking Russian official. So what? Don't you think we need them on our side? But like when Obama was caught on that hot mic, and you know, once I get reelected, I'll have more leverage. I'll be able to do more. Where was the liberal media calling that out? They weren't. How are they going to call out the guy that's paying their salary? Britain's going to trigger Article 15, signaling its departure from the European Union on March 29th. Spokesman for the Prime Minister, Theresa May, announced. Yay, when are we going to do that with the UN? I'm so sick and tired of this. Like, I don't want world government control of everything. Because that's what they want. Well, maybe we can use this UN and some of these rules that they have. Maybe we can bypass the Constitution and say that the UN actually supersedes it. Because there was evidence that they were trying to see if gun control measures that the UN had could supersede our Constitution. Now remember, we have 3 Supreme Court justices that don't believe the Second Amendment in the Constitution guarantees you the right to bear arms. That's not what that means. Scary. But don't worry, folks. They have Secret Service protection. They have protection. Not necessarily Secret Service, but they have protection. Most of these politicians have protection, have guards that are armed. People that protect them. Now, I want to have someone that is being protected by a security guard that has a gun, you know, like, hey, like, this is my bodyguard. He carries a gun and protects me. I want to see someone like that. How can you justify that I shouldn't be able to carry a gun, but you can have someone protect you with guns? You're against the Second Amendment, but you're going to have people protecting you with guns? Like I said one time, I said, I've not heard anyone talk about banning guns, period. So the military won't have guns. Cops won't have guns. They just hire a bunch of clowns, and they can make, like, laser blazers out of twisty balloons. Seriously, you know? Yep, that's right. Make a sound with your mouth. Pew, pew, pew. There you go. No one's talking about that. They just want to take guns out of the hands of the safe people while ensuring that criminals will still get them. You know, this Article 50 to get Britain out of the European Union is a good thing. They want to have kind of sounds like us when, hey, we're tired of having to do some things that we don't want to do just because, hey, we're in the European Union. This is what they say. It's what we got to do. They're starting to sound like us when we said, you know what? We want to be able to believe in Jesus the way we want to. We want to have freedom of Christian religion. We're going to start our own country. We're tired of giving money to a king and queen.